Welcome in, Randy Sainer, joining us from the extension. Randy, good to have you in the studio as always, sir.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Wonderful rain. This will help maybe help lift that drought a little bit and replenish those soils that we need to replenish the aquifer. And hopefully it'll bring a lot of grass for our forage, for our cattle producers. It looks like it should be helpful.
You know, you say replenish the drought a little bit. Can you put a little more in context? How dry is it out there?
Well, I can't remember the exact number of inches we are low, but it's like 10 or 12. And
low
so we
normal.
Yeah, that we didn't get last year.
Okay.
So we have to kind of replenish that in our subsoil moisture to pull us through. So this is helping that. But again, you got to have more than just this across the year. But this is a big help, because if we didn't start getting rain now, look pretty
really
dire. Yeah. Because our soil's already short of moisture, they're going to have to irrigate more, and your grass is just not going to produce if you don't have rain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said off air when we were first talking here a little bit about the grasses. This is really great for grass.
This is a grass maker, and this is the kind of rains we need to really get the grass to grow. And our cool seasons are growing really fast right now. Our warm seasons really don't start till June. And so if we get this, it's going to help replenish that soil for our warm season. And a lot of our pastures are, there's quite a bit of warm season in the sand hills and space.
There you go. Yeah. Hooray.
Yeah, it's good. I love this rain. It's been, and we're getting it all at once. I just hope it isn't the last one we get.
Yeah, hopefully there's more.
But it's funny how it's soaked in. I mean, you don't see a lot running off.
No,
and that I think is because it's so dry. It's like a sponge. It's just soaking it in. And we're ahead in planting right now for corn in the state of Nebraska. So that's a good sign. This is going to slow that down right now, but once we kind of dry out again, they'll be back in the fields. But a lot of people have got it planted. I was surprised.
And we were already ahead, like you said, too, so it's not, too concerning.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he lives more eastern Nebraska. All he had left was his soybeans.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if he got them all in or not, but he was probably pretty close. So.
Okay, so he's probably not complaining too much then.
No.
Not cursing Mother Nature yet.
Exactly, because now he's getting rain on all that stuff he put in.
Yeah,
so.
Perfect timing almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So.
What else you got there today?
So we've got a couple programs. We have a webinar on benchmarking for beef cattle operations. We looked at 31 operations in Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and they kind of broke them down into 20% profitability percentiles. So basically, the top 20% was 7 farms. The rest of them were all 6. So not a huge number, but these herds were over 100 head, and they were cow-calf operations.
Okay, cattle operations.
So what we do is we're going to talk about that on Thursday at 1:00 on a webinar, and I'll leave this with you guys. But there's some things that people don't realize. Gross income is really important. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think the biggest calf is going to, cows with more weight is going to bring you more money. And they do. The problem is sometimes we spend more money on the feed side, so it just breaks even. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, because our top operation, they were by far had the lowest cost, and they weren't the most productive, which surprised me. We always think of calves, pounds weaned per cow exposed. They were not the highest, which kind of surprised me. But because of how they marketed their calves, which they did a pretty good job, they were a little higher than normal, and how they really watched their cost. That was the key thing. They were about $100 cheaper than the NICS profitability group.
Wow.
And they made about $100, where the other profitability group, the NICS one, made about $10 a cow.
Yeah.
So it really, it can make a big difference in your operation if
sure.
you can kind of. So it's kind of fun to look at those things and see what they did.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we can't change what we do as a producer because we might have bigger debt, have more interest. But there is some things we can do and watch.
That's educational. Just to learn. How many producers did you sample?
There was 31.
That's pretty good. Collection.
And they were over 100 head. I did over 100 head.
Oh, okay.
And they were no seed stock, just cow calf.
Just commercial,
Commercial cow calf. And then the other program we have is June 16th here in North Platte. It's the BQA program.
Beef quality assurance.
Right. Okay. And our packing plants are now requiring our feedlots to have this. And so someday I probably I think it's going to happen where all even our cow calf guys are going to have it. So it's a good thing to have it. You know, it's just a training. You know, it's and
get ahead of the game a little bit.
Right. And Pfizer, or I'm sorry, not Pfizer, Zoetis used to be Pfizer, is sponsoring a meal. And it's going to be from 6 to 9 at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds on June 16th.
June 16th.
Yep. Then the next day, we're going to be in Ocala at the livestock auction there. And that'll be June 17th from 5 to 8. So we're going to do 2 days for producers in the area. And if you sell finished cattle, you need to be here because you're not going to be selling the IBP if you don't have a BQA certification. So... if your cow-calf operation, we still think it's a really good thing because you learn how to, you know, we just make sure everybody's doing the right thing as far as processing and stuff. And basically, we're just trying to make sure everybody has a wholesome product to sell. And producers do really well. Mm-hmm. But this certification might bring more money in the sell barn when you sell your calves because of what the packers are requiring now. So it's something for people to think about.
It's a quality assurance in terms of processing cattle.
So it'd be anything from processing, feeding, management, care.
Okay.
All of those things are covered in this program, and once you get it, it lasts for 3 years. So you know you can carry that BQA card, and it allows you to, you know, show it to your market when you're selling your cattle.
Almost like a certification of some sort.
It is. It is. Okay. And what we found is they put it out to consumers. Consumers had no idea we had this program, and they made the comment that they would rather buy from somebody that had BQA certification because of the kind of things we teach there.
Okay.
And so it's been very popular with consumers, and that's really important for our industry because we have a lot of people being negative on our industry.
Right.
Unfortunately.
And saying things that really aren't true. And so this is just one of those tools we can use to really benefit all of us and help have us look in a better light.
Good.
And all those things help keep the quality of the meat or the product.
Yes, it's exactly. Because we talk about injections, we talk about handling. Mm-hmm. Then we have a trucker program too, where how to handle the cattle during transportation. So all that figures into these kind of programs, and that's what they're for. Is just a good, great end product, and we have a great product in Nebraska. Our beef is known.
We're the beef state.
Worldwide.
And that's one thing. Governor Ricketts' administration's made us realize that this is a worldwide known phenomenon here, the Nebraska beef. And we've seen the pictures, too, of beef, our beef selling in Japan at a higher price because it's got that Nebraska stamp on it.
Right. And then this is just one more way that we can tell the Japanese people, hey, these people have been through the BQA program.
Yep.
This is the kind of things we teach. And not that producers aren't already doing it, but it makes us... It makes producers look better because they've had this training, even
Another
though they probably
the
did it. Yes.
Another
yes.
tool in the toolbox. Randy, a lot of excitement going on at the center, it sounds like. We know the TAPS program going on with your colleague Chuck as well.
Yes. It's going strong and, continues to be. Actually, people are adapting in other states, so it's being offered in Oklahoma now, and I think they're offering it Western Nebraska on a wheat TAPS there. So it's really picked up.
That, and then Brenda and David doing the gardening to table program, so a lot of excitement going on with you and your colleagues out at the center, and always good to have you in the studio, sir, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you guys very much.
What time are these webinars again?
You guys can have that.
Oh, okay.
The webinars.
You want me to read it here? Let's see. 5 to 8, Mountain Time, that's Ogallala, that's on the 17th. North Platte's the 16th of June, this is in June, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. So they're evening, and they said a meal comes with it?
Yes, a meal comes with it, no cost. So you can get certified at no cost. It's the first time we've done that in a while. And then the other one is a webinar on Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Awesome. Perfect. Randy, we appreciate the time, sir. It's always a blessing to have you in the studio.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great day.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.